So welcome back to Horror in Heels. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And last week we spoke with Alok and Naomi about 1BR, things on the set, blah, blah, blah. And now we're just going to break down the movie in more detail and discuss some of the finer parts of the movie for y'all.
The stuff we liked.
The stuff and we stuff liked. We did. I'm going to start right with the opening scene. Folks, if your neighbors are that friendly, nope out. Nope out immediately. Something
They're hiding something.
Wrong. I couldn't tell you what any of my neighbors look like. I don't know their names. I don't know anything. They know nothing about me. Except that they think I might possibly be a vampire based on my pastiness. But beyond that, they know nothing. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Also, people this pasty shouldn't go to the beach. I missed one area with sunscreen
on
back shoulder and just a swatch this big. But God, does it hurt people.
And you don't tan. You just burn, right?
Well, no. If I put on a nice level of 50 and keep reapplying, I can get to what I would call not Casper. but if I forget my 50 or if I'm out in it for more than like 8 minute increments at a time, I put up an umbrella. It's a whole thing.
That's a lot of work.
But all that to say, I didn't recognize a single person at that playground. And they all live in the same community as me. And that's how it should be. Okay? We all kept to our own little sections. Speak to each other, and guess what? None of us have nails through our hands.
Yeah, but you do want to at least know what your neighbors look like, so that way you know somebody who's not supposed to be there.
I should say, I do know what they look
like. Yeah, yeah, because you need to know when there's someone that's not supposed to be there is there.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that I know what my brand new neighbors look like, or if I only know what their construction people look like, and I'm not entirely sure that they're not one in the same. Mm. Like that they don't own the construction company.
Yeah.
So all that to say, I'm out in a month. So what the hell do I care?
But also, and it's harder to, you have to really put effort into know your neighbors when you live in a house, like on a street.
Right.
Like,
yes.
In an apartment complex, you're going to know people. You're walking by them all the time.
Right.
Garage.
Your mail together. Yeah.
Yeah. But living in a neighborhood, you have to really try.
Try for it.
Try to get to know who your neighbors are.
But I thought the opening scene was great because they had like that odd cast that you put over a scene. I don't know what that technique is called. Please excuse me. But you know what I mean.
Where like a filter?
That filter that kind of makes it look less sharp.
Oh, like a little hazy kind of?
Hazy,
blurry, yeah.
So you know something's not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those people smiling and waving, and you're like, oh, this poor girl, she's in a cult.
and she walks away, like, when she first gets to the open house.
Yeah.
She goes to walk away, and he's like,
come in, it's not first come, first serve. No, usually it's whoever will give you over asking.
Yeah, and you're whoever has the best credit score, the first one that you run.
Yeah, the first with the best. So she goes to leave, and I gotta tell you, based on her car and the fact that she was merely a temp, I was shocked that she got that's, the apartment.
That's
I was,
the most unbelievable part of the movie, is that she was able to get this one-bedroom apartment.
That's the woman currently living in L.A., yes, I can tell you.
That should have been a red flag for her immediately.
She has a very cool coworker in Lisa. Lisa don't take no shit
from anybody.
But also, Lisa has to, because Lisa's like trying to teach this other white girl how to speak to another white woman. No, only women of color can get away with, because they're afraid of a harassment lawsuit. Yeah. Should fire that. So, Lisa's like, no, you just got to stand up for yourself. And it's like, You can.
Because she don't want a lawsuit. She don't want to get, especially in California. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're waiting to sue you for that.
Yeah. So, but she was cool and helpful, and they are slowly becoming friends outside of this apartment situation.
Apartment says no cats. She decides to bring a cat anyway.
Which, by the way, you're the asshole for that.
That's, I was like, see, that's wrong. You know, if it says no pets allowed, don't be trying to bring pets. And that's too much. I don't want to be trying to hide it, which she goes through, trying to hide it and hide the fact that she has a cat. It's like, that's too much.
Too much.
There's so many apartments in LA that accept pets.
That cat didn't look that great. You probably could have let it go. It would have been fine.
Or just let him be around the apartment complex and act like he's a stray cat. Just be like, oh my God, it's so weird. We have a stray cat around here.
Yeah. Just leave him in that courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Although they would have caught her with all the cameras.
He'll be fine.
There was a plethora of cameras.
There was.
Just leave that thing right outside the gate.
She's got this nice guy trying to help her. He's really trying to flirt with her. And you're like, oh, he's trying so hard.
But see, such a misdirect, because that's not the one they give her to.
Ugh. Yeah,
we'll get there. The whole giving. And the thing is, Lester was very nice. I don't think I would have minded, once you got to know Lester, like,
right.
I'm not sure I entirely would have if this is my survival, right?
Right.
We're talking about living at this point.
Yeah.
If it's like, well, live with Lester or die, and you get into your apartment, and Lester has set up your prized possession so beautifully, so concertedly, I don't think that would have been worst case scenario. Not for me, it wouldn't have been.
No.
He tried to help me when I first got there. He was like...
Well, I like that whole scene because he's standing there, like, you think that, they've given her to this creepy guy.
Right.
He's being creepy. Like, she already thought he was creepy in the beginning, which I thought it was rude for her to refer to him as creepy to the older woman. Because I was like, you don't know what relationship she has to this man. They could be best friends. And for you to be like, that creepy guy.
That could have been her son.
Yeah, you don't know. But then he, we can talk about that when we get closer to it. But
But I'm just saying, here's this cute guy. And, I feel like that cute guy is the single white girl bait, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. He's unassuming looking. He's, you know.
Yeah. He toes that line of mid-grade hot. Not so hot that you're
not out of your league hot.
To talk to him. You're not like, he's way out of my league. Just good enough.
I could have
a conversation with him.
Yeah. He could be interested in me.
He looks like he makes a nice burger on that grill, you know?
Yeah.
He's inviting her to a lot of cookouts. A lot of food being thrown at this girl, which we get it. She's thin. She should start eating. I mean, Jesus Christ.
They have a little, what was it, a welcome party for her?
It was. No. It was the married couple, the doctor and the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It was their anniversary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So, and meanwhile, she's got noises happening in her apartment at night. Like
the pipes. She keeps calling it the pipes.
Yeah.
Okay, but see, this girl ain't proactive for shit. Have you not heard of the Best Buy store? They sell noise-canceling headphones on the reg.
Well, she did put in...
Those buds don't work. You need to get yourself a nice one that you would wear on an airplane to divert from the screaming baby or the Karen next to you trying to get extra peanuts. You know the person I mean, everyone. Come on. You know how you got to get extra snacks on the plane? You got to have a toddler with you. And that toddler has to be well-behaved. Three packs of cookies they gave him.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. It was also, we were in the last aisle.
So they had him left over. They're like,
here's some cookies, kid.
To please take them.
So.
And then she gets a note that's like, don't have a cat.
Up to the cookout the first night. I don't know that I'm a first night cookout joiner type of girl.
Oh, I would.
You would?
Yeah, definitely.
I need to be there a little longer before I'm partying with you all.
That's how it starts.
I'm
a social person, so that's what I would do. I'd be like, yes, a party, let's go.
This is why you're going to end up in a cult that I'm going to
because I wouldn't have been in that apartment in the first place.
Well, yeah, no, we've all seen your credit. Don't worry, I wouldn't have been in there either. That building looked like an 800 credit score. Once again, that should have been her first clue.
I could be an 800 credit score. I'm close.
You're close.
Oh, so she's getting the notes.
About her cat.
We know you have a cat. Get it out of here.
That's when she should have gotten it out of there.
Yeah. Or move.
Not leave it for it to get got.
Yeah.
Would have been safer on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because here's the third question. And this is the question you should have asked yourself, darling. How do they know? The question right. I would have asked myself is,
how do they know that I have a cat? She hid it in the thing when she brought it in. She hid it in the cage under the blanket. No one's been in her apartment.
And that's when I would have started surveilling for cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess she figures that because they say people have allergies, you inconsiderate fuck or something. Like on the, you inconsiderate bitch. People have allergies, you inconsiderate bitch.
Yeah.
So maybe she figured somebody's allergies got triggered and that's how they knew. But I'm going to say, how bad is your, a dog I could understand because you have to take that out, walk
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The
hair, the dander's going to get everywhere.
Wandering the area. That cat's in her house. Unless everything is piped so poorly, that's not triggering somebody else's allergies. Let's get real here.
No.
Not happening.
Yeah, so now we would have been looking for... No, I wouldn't even look for cameras. I'd have been like, okay, well, that was... It was fun.
Right. So like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I would have just gone to... What was the main guy's name? The, building manager? What?
Jerry.
And I would have said, listen, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize how serious you guys were about the pet thing. I got the note. We'll be out in 5 days. Don't worry.
Yep.
And that's when I would have... But the other thing is... The note is what triggers her to say to Lisa and Lisa to say to her when they're over that night. That's what triggers her not to go to the dinner party. Mm-hmm. That's what triggers her not to want to stay there anymore because they hear her talking to Lisa about breaking the lease and moving out. That's mm-hmm. what ramps up everything. Not how I would have gotten somebody into my cult, but I guess it works for them.
Yeah. Or maybe they were mad because they thought, because they pick people thinking that they're good people for the most part. So maybe they were pissed that they're like, oh, you lied to us. Like, why? Like, now we're pissed about it.
Maybe.
And you're thinking, oh, my God. So then she wakes up one night and there's an intruder in her house.
And her kitty is.
Oh, yeah. Roasted. In the oven. That's terrible. Like, you've ruined my oven now.
Roasted or baked? Roasted or baked?
Baked, either one, done.
Charred, really. Sure.
Oh yeah, if you're iffy about animals dying in movies.
Question. You didn't smell that immediately? Immediately, like.
I feel like an animal cooking and a live animal cooking in the oven would permeate the wall.
Real quick. I mean, the food we cook that's meant to be cooked.
Yeah.
Permeates real quick.
Exactly. Ooh. Shoot. Then
I would have been happier if they microwaved it. Easier cleanup.
Ew. Ooh.
Well, you just throw out the whole microwave though.
Now we've done two movies where animals were cooked in some manner. Because we had Urban Legend and now this one.
No, we've had three. The remake of The Black Christmas.
Ew, I don't even remember. What did they cook in that one?
Oh nope, sorry, that was flesh cookies.
Oh.
Remember that?
Oh.
Jen had blocked that out, guys. Yep. I brought it back to her.
Oh, flesh cookies.
We've done some questionable
movies
on this podcast. We're sorry, folks.
So come to find out, it's this boy she's been flirting with that's the intruder and is trying to take her. She gets past him, gets outside.
Yeah.
And to the neighbor.
She goes to the doctor. And this, to me, is the most terrifying, to be in the arms of somebody who is comforting you, getting you help, and then all of a sudden rips your head back. I mean, that was violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes out, and he's like, everything's fine. And so you realize that they're together. I mean, if you saw it coming, but still, seeing it it's creepy, because it's like, you've got nobody around to help you. That's terrifying.
And then... So they put her...
Knock her out.
Knock her out, and she wakes up in what was her apartment, but it's been completely emptied, windows boarded, etc. And she is made to do this weird pose, which I'm not athletic. I would have been done in about 30 seconds.
This has nothing to do with athleticism.
Try it, folks. And I'm not going to.
This is an athlete. You can't be athletic enough for this to be okay. Like, that pose is just meant to hurt, like, no matter what. So, they have her put her hands on her wall and back up away from the wall. And they would have had to shoot me because I don't do pain. I don't have.
Just killing me. Just kill me. I'm not relenting.
Yeah.
I would have just sat on that floor until they shot me in the goddamn head.
Yeah. Like, let's get this over with. The torture is what I can't, taking out an eye or nailing my ear. Oh, that's the stuff that I would make them shoot me before they did that.
Well, they're going to do all that stuff until they get to the last one. And it's like, just shoot me.
Yeah.
I would have told them straight out. I'll be like, listen, you can nail anything you want into me. It's not making me comply. You're going to end up shooting me. So why don't you save me some time? Save you some time.
You can have an open house by Saturday. You can have another open house by Saturday. Find somebody else. Have
a new girl in here tomorrow. That's what I would have said to him. I'd be like, listen, take my body. Shoot me. Take my body. Throw it in South Central LA. Nobody will notice. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Ship it back to my father. He doesn't care. He'll cremate me. It'll be fine. Just get rid of me. I would have been so annoying in that room.
Yeah.
They would have just been like, shoot her. As Jen said last week, no cult is choosing this. Okay? They're not. They're not.
You got one time to tell me what to do, and I'm out. Like, I can't. The idea. I watch these cult documentaries, and I'm just like, who are these people that want someone telling them what to do?
Right.
I don't have that mentality.
Did you watch The Way Back? Ooh, guys, watch The Way Back. Her hair is big.
Oh my God. She digressed. Usually people, their 90s photos look worse, and you're like, oh, they got better. Hers is the opposite. She looks fine in the 90s.
Yeah, it got worse, guys.
Ooh.
It's Gwen, God rest your soul. I don't know how they fit your hair in that casket. Saying, girl.
I still have to watch the last episode of that, but yeah, I was like, this is insane.
Watch it, guys. It's a good documentary.
This one I also don't like because I did not voluntarily come into this shit. Like, you didn't coax me in.
This is some Rosemary's Baby tennis root.
Yeah.
Oco-ness.
Like, you jumped me and I didn't even ask to be in this.
Right.
I didn't get to be all happy and be like, oh, this is where I want to be. I love these people. Like, this is against my will from day one.
At least Scientology makes you think you want to be there.
Right.
They make a lot of false promises, but they make you think you want to be there.
You still choose to be there. This is terrible.
Yeah, this
I
is
got
not-
no pamphlet. I didn't get any kind of, hey, this is our
initiation. Welcome bag.
Yeah. I didn't even indicate that I was interested in a cult at all.
No.
I just wanted an apartment, but now I'm getting jumped into a cult. Okay, that's cool. Oh, and what's his name? The boyfriend guy, his face, and I talked about this before, but just the way he, like, his whole demeanor changes. Because he went from that sweet guy to this monster dude. No nonsense. I was like, whoa.
Well, we do find out that he was military.
Yeah.
And that he was very lost after the military, and he has found a home here. And what was the old lady's name? Why am I blanking? Mrs. Stanhope. Oh,
yeah.
Edie.
Edie Stanhope.
Edie Stanhope. Edie comes in and tries to talk her through it, says, if I can survive, first of all.
Because she had made friends with her, or we missed that, but she had made friends with this old woman in the apartment.
Yeah, Edie was her first friend there.
Yeah.
You assholes. You put Edie through this? You put Edie through this.
What a tough old bird. I'm trying to figure out, when did they do this? Because,
like, how old was Edie?
Basically, I just don't think. Yeah. I don't know.
I got questions and I need them answered, but like, did
she get the senior citizen version where they were like, Scoocher Walker back? Or like, because. Or a scooter wheelchair. I don't know, because she does not. She was passing out just walking by the pool. How in the world did she survive?
Well, now. I do wonder about that. I think that she was did that on purpose.
Oh, that could be.
Because, only because he says, the boyfriend says to her at, she's like, yeah, I didn't think I'd get this apartment. Yeah, even you knew your credit score was too sucky. And he goes, well, I put in a good word for you. Jerry really liked how you helped Mrs. Stanhope. Hmm. I think Mrs. Stanhope was out there doing that with everybody and other people ignored.
Yeah.
And she did not.
That's something.
Mrs. Stanhope was baiting her. And they kept trying to see, would she be a caring person? Would she take care of? And she kept taking care of Mrs. Stanhope. She even said, I'll help you do your pills every day.
The pills.
Even once she was in, after they've nailed her hands to the wall.
She still
helped Mrs. Stanhope.
Which she's better than me, because I'd have been like, bitch, you're on your own.
Bitch, that's you wrote me into this shit. Thought you were a sweet old lady falling down.
Right?
You played me, bitch. You played me.
You played me. So, but this isn't just like a quick thing. Like, this is months, because when she started in that room, it was April.
Right.
They show, because they show the dates, and then they keep taking her in for questioning, like, hey, put her up to a lie detector, and they're like, do you want to be here? Do you want to join us? And she's like, I'm really trying. She, and that's what I like about her character, too. She was in the long game. Like,
yeah. I really want to.
And she was actually
really not lying to them. She still doesn't want to be.
But she's like, but I got to try to get out of here, and I need to live to do that, and these fools will kill me. So had they decided not to shoot me in the face or whatever, then yes, I would go her path, long game. I will just join and figure out how the heck to get out of here later.
Right.
Which I think that was her plan, but it got so indoctrinated that she was kind of like, okay, well, maybe it's not so bad.
No, I think they just hadn't given her an opportunity to get out yet.
Go ahead.
I think she was still in the proving yourself before you could leave.
Well, because she had been promoted to like monitoring the things, and the hesitation that she shows. Well, we'll get to that when we get to that. Yeah, so she was, you know, putting in the work, helping him cook, like you said, with Nana, chopping those carrots. And then Edie
dies.
Edie gets sick, and surprise, when everyone's around the bed, I was like, oh, they're gonna kill her.
Yeah.
I was like, she's done. I was surprised Sarah didn't see that coming.
But here's the other thing. Sarah was a little judgmental about that, because I gotta tell you, I get sick. Please, somebody come with the gas mask.
That's okay. Please,
somebody do me that. Of all the things, I thought that was the kindest moment. She was surrounded by people that she did truly love, because she was very indoctrinated. These people made her very happy.
Psychopath, but that's fine.
Right.
Instead
of her wiltering away to nothingness, she chose this. He even says, no, Edie chose this. Right. She knows this is best for the group as a whole. We don't have the resources to take care of her.
I don't get this fighting for someone who, like it wasn't against her will. Yeah, like, same thing with Midsommar, which I don't know if you've seen yet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, the old people jumping off the cliff, and they're, like, freaking out. They're like, what are you doing? Why are you making them? And it's like, no, they're obviously doing this on their own volition.
Right.
Why are you freaking out on their behalf? If they're fine with it, I'm fine with it. I don't need to fight for somebody who's doing willingly.
Of all the ways to want to willingly die, though.
I mean, that
seems...
Again, not for me.
Not for me. There were a lot of drugs on that complex. Couldn't we have gotten those
over? Can I just OD on something, please?
Because there were a plethora of psychotropic drugs on that complex.
And since we will probably never do Midsommar, can we just add jumping off a cliff and getting our head smashed as another way we don't want to die?
I don't want to die that way, no.
No. Or in a bear suit on fire.
No.
So
once again, they didn't ask enough questions about that bear suit. That bear. Guys, if you go somewhere and there's a bear in a cage and you ask somebody, what's up with the bear in the cage? And their answer is just, it's a bear. Don't worry about it. No.
You get out of there.
Motherfucking worry about it. Because either two things are happening. They're doing something with you and that bear. Or, worst case scenario, that bear gets loose. Now you've got an angry, once-caged bear on your hands.
Because
neither of these are good scenarios.
I tell you what, that was not a bear region.
That was not a bear region.
they imported that bear. They didn't trap that bear around there anywhere. That they brought that bear.
A bear wandered on here and we trapped him and the Animal Protection Services is coming to transport him back.
No. They brought that bear there intentionally. Anyway, so we'll have to put a Midsommar spoiler alert on here.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, how the hell did they get to Midsommar from one bedroom?
Oh, we can get to Midsommar from anywhere. Unless you're circus folk, I'm at a zoo. I don't want to be seeing random bears.
Yeah.
No.
But Edie got to go quietly.
He was very happy in her beautiful bed. Yeah. I have curiosity. Who got Edie's furniture? Is that up for grabs still?
She's an old Hollywood. Oh, you mean after she died?
Yeah.
I helped sort her vitamins. Can I?
Yeah, that bed looks fantastic. That was definitely very fine Egyptian cotton sheets on that bad boy.
Edie's ass was not about to sleep on anything less than.
No.
She's a Hollywood starler. They were probably silk sheets.
Yeah. Actually, have you ever slept on silk?
It's hot.
It's horrible. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's not good for... I have silk pillowcases for my hair, but I've never slept on it.
The pillowcase is fine. It's everything else. You slide. It doesn't breathe. It doesn't breathe worth a damn.
When it's hot, like summertime, I imagine it'd be horrible.
Horrible.
Or you get hot.
I find the most comfortable to be those jersey.
Yeah, I love jersey.
T-shirt.
Yeah, jersey sheets are my favorite. Love those. Especially when you just shave your legs.
Ooh.
Slide on into that bad boy. Mm.
Last week when I couldn't wear my contacts, I shaved without glasses or anything in the shower. Guys, a lot of spots missed. Notice that while at the beach.
How does that, no matter how much I go over my leg, I go lane to lane every time. I'm like, even with soap to guide you and you say, okay, I took all that soap off. There should be nothing. But then there's always this 1-inch thick patch that you just...
Patch. Yeah.
And you're like, how?
And you always notice it, not like any time where you can take care of it. No, like I said, yesterday at the beach
or at the pool. Yeah.
When I felt it as I was putting my layer 50 on. It's like, okay.
They should make sunblock that's Nair also.
Ooh. that'd be helpful, guys.
Get on that, guys.
So Edie passes and things are kind of just going along as normal.
She's reading the book.
She's fully indoctrinated. They have given her to Lester.
Oh, well, we gotta go through this process. They have her little welcome party. She's like, okay, cool. I'm in it. She's like, ready to go. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, Lester's going to be great to you. I was like, oh no. Oh, hell no. They're not about to make her marry this man. Sure enough.
But yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Once he said Lester said that you reminded him of his wife, I was like, oh no. I couldn't even get the hot guy that I was flirting with.
Right.
Like,
well, no, he has to be single to get the next girl.
That's true. True that.
We can't lose our bitch.
When is he having sex?
He's not.
Damn. Yeah, I'd be upset too. Hmm. Yeah.
At least Lester's getting a wife out of the deal.
Yeah. So they marry them with quotes, not officially married.
But Lester, as I said, he kept showing her kindness throughout the show.
He really tried
to help her when she's got that knife cooking with Naomi and he's there in the classroom and he's like,
yeah.
And because that's when she didn't fully know about all the cameras and everything.
Yeah.
He's like,
and even. You can't see it, but Alicia's just signaling with her eyeballs.
Yeah, I can't forget. We're not doing them on YouTube anymore. Yeah, I'm making a face to indicate that Lester is like, there is a eye in the sky.
Sarah.
He went as far, almost as, eye in the sky.
He even tried to, was that you that brought that up? That he tried to get her to leave by showing her the book and be like, you should read this book.
At the very beginning, at the first.
Even though she called him creepy, he was the only one trying to help her out.
Right.
So they give her to Lester. He takes her to his apartment. It's so creepy. Like, you just want me to go live with this man that I don't know very well. And then she asks a stupid question. She's like, what about my apartment? I'm like, do you not understand what's happening? Your apartment is the trap apartment.
Right. It's the only vacant one.
You now live with Lester. And then they show Lester. So Lester's at the other end. He's in the bedroom and he's standing next to the bed and he's like, come here. And It's very creepy because you're like, I just met this man and he's already trying to get to the bed. I mean, it's expected, but it's still creepy. But they are interrupted by her dad coming.
Yes.
And what's the guy's name? The military dad. Guy. No, the military guy. Brian. Brian is his name. Brian tells her, get him to leave or we're going to have to kill him.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this is rough. But you got to do it, obviously.
But also, like, she doesn't like that father.
No.
Like, so my heart doesn't really ache for, like, her father's a piece of shit.
Well, the I think
worthless piece of shit to ever, like, he's worth, like, he had an affair on his dying wife with her nurse. Like, it's layers of piece of shit.
Yeah. And I think that's how she went about it. But I think at that point, for her, it's like, well, this is someone at least who I know actually cares about me. Like,
right.
That kind of changed how she saw him a little bit. And she definitely didn't want him to die. She's so.
Right. You never want your father to die.
Yeah. So she's got to figure out how to get him to leave. And he knows that there's 10, because they show a phone call between them earlier.
Yes.
We know that she doesn't care for him, but he's trying to mend their relationship.
Right.
So she's already got a way to get him to leave. Because if they had had a good relationship,
it would have been a lot harder.
It would have been way harder.
Right.
Although I think for me, if it would be me and my dad, if I just straight up been like, I hate you, don't ever come see me, he would have been like, okay, and he would have known something was up.
Right.
Have, no, that's not going to come out of nowhere. But he wouldn't have said anything in the moment. He would have said, okay, and left and gotten cops and or gun and come back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been Michael. Michael would have been like, oh, okay. And he would have been getting some backup.
Yeah. And I like, she does, I think because she doesn't know what's going to happen to her, she does kind of give that glimmer of we're okay.
Yeah.
I think she does that for herself. And then she flips the switch to get out of here. I never want to see you again.
Right.
Because while they're hugging, Brian comes out of the back room with a knife. That scene was really creepy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How he's sneaking out and ready to stab the dad. And she's like, oh, shit, I got to get this done.
Yeah.
So she gets, you just got to figure, you know, I have to do this now and hopefully I survive and I can tell him later what was going on.
Sorry. There's a monsoon happening outside my door, guys. I kind of lost perspective for a second. This guy has opened up, everyone.
What?
Thankfully, I'm on a laptop, so. We'll see how the power holds.
Oh my God. All right.
Yeah, I mean, thank God she got him out of there safely. And she goes back to Lester's and we see that what he wanted to show her was not indeed
She goes
the bed, but the beautiful setup that he has made for her with her stuff in the closet.
Because she wants to do costume design for movies, so she has a sewing machine. So mm-hmm. he set up a little sewing room for her in the closet, which was super sweet and made him a very... More of a likable character. He was already, like, on the fence. Yeah. But that was, we were just, like...
You could definitely see, though, that because he didn't want... He was definitely probably the most broken down to be there, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
He had been
physically... He was missing an eye. They'd stuck his ear.
That all his interactions are very formed by that. And probably because... The only female he really spoke to before this was his wife, who passed away.
She got him into it. She pulled him in.
Right. Yes. So that's probably very hard for him as well. But he is very kind. And I mean, as far as the people they could have given you to in there, I think Lester was probably the kindest.
Yeah. So, that's because anyone else would have definitely been trying to have sex with her probably at that point.
Yeah. That moment. Definitely. Well, Jerry was married. I don't know. It seemed that Lester and Brian?
Yeah.
Military guy, Brian, were the only two...
males.
Yes.
Yeah.
There. So...
Because Jerry had Janice.
Married. The doctor was married. Jerry was married to Janice. Yeah.
J&J.
J&J. So, yes.
At this point, she's got... They've let her be on surveillance. Like, she's apparently climbing the ranks pretty quickly, in my opinion, because they've already got her monitoring... The video
and she asked, who's monitoring? And he's like, don't you worry about that. Or that doesn't concern us.
Yeah, it's not our business. He's like, it's none of our business.
No, motherfucker.
That's entirely my business, actually.
Yeah, no, who's watching me? Yeah, no, that's right up there.
Very much my business. I put that in the in my business category.
Right, 100%.
And then she sees Lisa at the front of the apartment building.
Right.
And she tells them, you don't want to fuck with Lisa.
Yeah. Like, Lisa's not your person. She warns them, don't bring her in here. She is not.
She ain't going to go like that.
No.
They're like, oh, but you're her friend. You'll be able to get, same way Edie was able to talk you into it. You'll be able to talk her into it.
No, sir, you dive bombed that relationship. Do you remember the voicemail you left?
Right.
Remember what you did to this friendship.
Right. Oh, yeah. We've missed that, too. So in order to get her cut off from everybody, she already had little to no friends. They left voicemails and sent messages from her phone. So there's not the big plot hole of why doesn't anyone know that she's missing. They covered their tracks.
And we see them do that with Lisa.
Yeah. Facebook, they just send messages and all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
So Lisa moves in, which is a cold move because she knows that was her apartment.
Right. Yeah.
But she
doesn't she
in.
Wonder where she's gone? Does she think she just fell in love with Lester and is down the hallway?
Nope. People just get pissed and then don't care anymore, which I'd be like, I don't know. That sounds weird. Even if I barely knew someone.
Say, good on Sarah for kind of throwing that in Lisa's face. Like, oh, well, when they left that voicemail to you, nobody came looking for you, did they?
Yeah, nobody came looking for me. Yeah. She was like, oh, did you come looking for me when they cut me off? No.
Yeah. So
they get, they get Lisa to the point where she's got to put her hands on the wall. I don't think she's gotten nailed yet. So at one point, so when they don't keep your hands up there till the light goes off, they nail your hands to the wall. And that's another place where they would have lost me.
Yeah. Well, I would have fainted. My hand would have ripped. I would have bled out. It would have knocked.
It would have been no good. She took it like a G, though. When they nailed the things in her hand, she did the one scream and then was able to hold it. I was like, I don't know how. There is no freaking way. The actress was really, she did a really good job.
She did.
Yeah, so the nails. Yeah, what was that supposed to do? Like, bring discipline or?
It's all about breaking
break you down mentally.
So that you feel like you can.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that they can control you.
You could have just invited me and then let me say no, and then we go to the extreme.
Right.
Why you got to go this far so fast?
But also, here's the thing. Just be like, hey, we are like this super tight community. Do you want to be a part of us? No, I'd really prefer not to be. Okay, leave. Do you know how many lost, hapless souls there are in LA?
People join cults. Voluntarily.
I'm sorry, Scientology has the numbers to prove it. Just walk outside a Scientology center and be like, listen.
Get their leftovers.
We'll pay for your housing. There's this nice woman, Janice. She'll teach you how to cook.
If you tell anyone that just moved to LA, we have an apartment for you. If you just come to our seminars.
Right. They're coming.
That people will come. They'd be like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm there.
Right.
They wouldn't care.
Yeah. So
Lisa's obviously putting up a fight, as we knew she would.
Big fight. She tries to get Sarah to leave.
Jerry busts in.
And,
They get her to the ground. Jerry. So usually it's Jerry and Brian, but this time it's just Jerry that comes in.
Right. That was Jerry's mistake.
Yeah. Why would you come in there solo? I don't know. He gets Lisa on the ground, head to the ground, and proceeds to put a screwdriver near her ear. I couldn't even watch. I was like, oh my god, if they show this, I'm out. Like, I can't. Ugh. Oh, before when Lisa had come to Sarah's apartment, before everything went wonky, she was trying to tell her how to be her own person, that she's gonna have to stand up for herself. And what was the phrase she used?
I don't remember.
Like, you can't tell me what to fucking do, or something like that.
Right.
But she says that phrase while she's on the ground, and Sarah kind of snaps out. This is where I think Sarah was a little bit in it.
Right.
Like, she had been so broken down that she kind of was going with it.
Mm-hmm.
Lester, the thought of having sex with Lester almost broke her out of it. Then she was okay again. But then this situation, she was like, oh, yeah, what am I doing? What is happening here? So she proceeds to knock Jerry out with the hammer. Yeah, because he gave her the hammer to nail, to expect her to do this to her friend. I'm like, you're pushing that, sir.
Also, she doesn't know what tendons to go through. Brian seems to be the tendon pro.
Yeah.
To the tendon pro.
Yep.
You want them to have workable hands after, don't you, sir?
Yeah.
She's gonna butcher that job.
Well, he put the hammer to do the ear thing. I think that's just gonna be no matter what. Lester got the ear thing.
Poor Lester.
But it's crazy I know he lost an eye and an ear. It's messed up. So they knock Jerry out. Does she stab him or just hit him with the hammer?
I don't know. She stabs him. He's dead.
Jerry. But they leave the gun.
They never leave a gun.
They left the gun in the room. So they're escaping. And Lisa has a smart alecky funny thing to say. And boom.
She's dead.
Shot in the head. And it was, that part was like, what the hell? Was not ready for that at all. You think they're both going to get out. Mm-hmm. No. So somehow she takes Jerry out now. So he was mostly dead, but not quite dead yet.
Right.
She gets the gun from Jerry, ends up out in the courtyard where the people are surrounding her. And she's swinging the gun around saying, get away from me. I just want to get out of here.
At that point, I would have just let her leave.
Right. Who cares? They'll have no proof that they're a cult. And if I left, I'm not going to go tell anyone.
Right. I'm just getting out.
Generally.
But you don't know how deep this thing goes.
Right. And also, technically, these people are here voluntarily.
Right.
They were mentally broken down, but they still ultimately chose to stay here. So.
Right.
That's their own business.
Yeah.
Janice comes out. Janice is the wife, which we would have more. They didn't use her character, which we said last week. Her character didn't do much in the movie, which was a waste of Naomi.
Yeah.
Because, there's not really much to say about her character in the movie. But in this
scene, carrots and what we learned is Naomi can't chop carrots, so
yeah. That's what we learned. Naomi herself.
Cannot. Naomi almost needed a stunt double for her scene.
Yeah. At this point,
someone comes out with a knife.
Yeah.
And Sarah's like, drop the goddamn knife. Don't even try it.
Yeah.
And
then Brian comes at her, trying to talk to her like she's stupid, and she's like, stop. And he comes at her and boom,
right,
shoots him, which I was like, yes, thank you. I'm sick of people in movies holding a gun letting someone talk, not doing anything with it.
So she's trying to get out of the building, and Lester, in his final moment of kindness, sacrifices himself so that she can go, and she tries to run back for him. And he says, no, and closes the door on her so she can't get back in because, as we know, everything's electronically locked and monitored.
Oh, yeah, she grabbed the electronic lock off of Jerry, and that's how she was able to get out.
Right.
Because there was no way to get out before that.
Right. She is running, and she stops at the next...
Stops.
At the why would you stop at the next one?
Stop. That's where it lost.
You're a little more athletic than I am. You can go 4 or 5 complex.
I would have been in the next county before I stopped.
The thing is, the assumption is, but here's my other thing though, and I do kind of see her point. At this point, my assumption would be I have the only clickety click to get out of this building, so no one's coming after me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But still, I'm running. I'm not stopping until I get to the next county.
Right.
She stops at
the next one, and she notices the symbol that has been branded onto her behind
the branding. That's also where they would have lost me. The branding. Get some temporary tattoos. If you want me in your cult, make it a temporary tattoo. Put it on there.
Well, I think it's interesting how Alok said that they actually did that scene before all the Axiom stuff came out.
Because
that was a big thing in the Axiom cult.
Mm. They had a little bit of all of them in there.
Yeah.
So she sees it on the next apartment that's the company that owns that building. And then she looks and she knows it on the next building.
Yeah.
And then she looks up and sees a camera.
And all the building's emergency sounds start building off, emitting at the same time. There's 20 of them.
Yeah, and it's in an order. It's going down the street. It's red light, red light, red light. And so you're oh, shit. She's booked.
Run now, bitch.
The
whole street is against you.
But it was...
And Jerry might have had the only clickety-click for that building.
But he sure
did. But somebody has a clickety-click for the other buildings.
Yeah. Because remember that whole who's watching us thing? Yeah. That's why that was important. Because
yeah,
there were many, many other buildings. You'd think they'd want to spread out a little bit, though, but I guess you don't want other apartment buildings in your business. Like, people wondering why other people aren't being seen.
Right.
You want to keep that whole...
Yeah.
But I did like the way they did this, because you see the panic in her face, and then she's just like, you know what? I gotta try nothing from nothing, and she just takes off down the street.
Yeah.
And that's where it goes to black, and you're just like, well, it can end either way. Either you think she made it, or you think she did. I like to think that she made it.
Well, I think we're gonna find out in part two.
Hopefully they have a part two. Unless it's a prequel.
I would love a prequel just because I think we'd get more Naomi time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
How her and Jerry... I think it would be very interesting if we saw that Janice was actually the wheel behind Jerry.
That's right, yeah.
The other way
That's
around.
What I said when we were talking to Alok and Janice, yeah. To see that she's the one that got Jerry in, and that, like, she's actually the head of everything, even though we thought it was Jerry. Because they allude to Jerry, like, Jerry had the marks in his hands. So it's like, there is a person that brought him in. He was not the head. Well,
and they say that. They say it doesn't matter. I'm assuming it was probably someone old like Edie.
Yeah.
And passed the buck. And Brian says, it doesn't matter who our leader is. Well, you're certainly not going to be the leader, Brian, because you're done.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. I don't with people waving a gun. Unless I too have a gun. So like the second she had a gun, I don't care that there's more of us. The rest of us don't have a gun. Just let her walk out peacefully.
Yeah.
Just be like, do you have the clicky? Oh, you have the clicky click. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
This whole idea of you can't kill all of us. It's like, but I can't kill you. So like, I'm not going to be the one to go up there and get shot by her. So the rest of y'all can jump her. No.
Right. I can get through at least 6 of you.
Yeah. Before I get got. And that's all. And as long as I take some of you out with me, so be it. Overall, I thought this was a really well done movie.
Very good pacing. I liked that it wasn't a lot. Like, it wasn't thing after thing after thing after thing. It was paced very nicely.
And believably. Like, it wasn't like this was 1 month.
Right.
We said, like, it went from April to December at least. Yeah. When she got the apartment, it was in April. By the time they were putting her on the lie detector, it was December.
Yeah.
So this was a realistically long amount of time.
And was she just in that room the whole time with the lie detector and everything? Like,
I
just lived in that wall room?
I'm not sure. They didn't really show where she was at that time. Ugh, and the kids. It's the raising the kids that bothers me. They have a whole classroom for children.
Yeah.
Very bothersome. But,
At least those kids will never have to stand against a wall.
There is that.
So,
you know, silver linings.
I would definitely give this 10 out of 10 heels. It's definitely easily rewatchable. It's got a fun cast. Like I said, it's well done.
It is. Good writing. Nobody does anything horribly stupid.
Right. Like, she was in the midst of getting out when she gets got. Like, she wasn't, like, ignoring the sign. She's like, no. Right. Things are happening here, Lisa. Like, I gotta get out.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, break the fucking lease. Let's do it, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, she was in the process. Yeah.
Right. Oh. And I think if you don't like me, I didn't read anything about it before I watched it. So it's a fun way to see where it's going. Because I had zero clue. I didn't know it was a cult movie. I didn't know anything about it. So watching it unfold, and you're like, oh my god, what's happening? Is this a monster movie? Is it supernatural?
Right. All I knew is it said. The trailer said she moves in, but the residents aren't what they seem. So you don't know from that where it can go.
Yeah.
Like, did she move into a vampire community? Did she move
Is it aliens?
Into a coven?
Yeah.
Did she move in, you know?
With aliens, yeah. So it's, very well. 10 out of 10 for me, too. It's definitely worth watching. And I'm so happy that they're going to be on Shudder. In fact, when this airs.
They will be on Shudder. So Shudder, you can watch it there and then.
Yeah. Go give Alok and Naomi some street cred. Go watch it on Shudder. Build up the numbers so that they can get funding to make another one.
Right. Oh, everyone, you know where to find us. Horror and Heels on all the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out. Jen and I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Drop an email. Do something. Come on.
We know you're out there.
At this point.
We know you're out there.
What?
I said, we know you're out there.
We know you're out there. We know you love us. Let us know.
Even if it's international. if you're listening to, we've reached a lot of countries now. I remember when we were all excited that we'd reached like Russia.
Right. We've
reached a ton of countries. So if you're listening to this, you speak English, so you can write us. Well,
yeah. I mean, because listen, if you're listening to this and you are listening to this to learn English, perhaps don't
go on Duolingo.
We are butchering the English language on the reg here. So,
case in point.
Case in point, that whole sentence.
Get Duolingo. Just don't learn English here.
So please reach out. Say what up. Chris, Joel, no need. We
know you're there.
We know you're there.
We will be doing a watch party in the Shudder Horror Fans group with Alok and hopefully some of the actors. We're aiming for Sunday, but we will post the actual date and time on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So everyone know. And if you want to join the group and then join the Q&A session while watching the movie. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that info. And I think that's it.
That is all. Till next time, this has been Horror in Heels. If your neighbors are too nice, you're probably in a cult. Bye.
Bye.